Silver Penny Stories. This audio has been published, recorded, and copyrighted by Two Ponds. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher. Puss in Boots by Diane Nam. Illustrated by Dennis Silber. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Once there lived a miller with three sons. The eldest son was the smartest. The middle son was the strongest. The youngest son was the handsomest lad in the village. One day the miller announced, "It's time for me to retire. You must each make your own way in the world." "You are the smartest," he told his eldest son. "I give you my mills." "You are the strongest," the miller told his middle son. "So to you I give my mules to care for." "Thank you, father," both sons said happily. The miller turned to his youngest, favorite son. "I have a very special gift for you, my boy," he said. The miller handed his handsome son an enormous, wide-eyed cat. "Thank you, father," the handsome lad said, trying to hide his disappointment. "This cat brings good fortune," the miller promised. Then he sent his son away with a hug and the cat. Before long, the cat turned to the handsome son. "I'm going for a walk all day, and I'll need your boots," he said. The handsome son was too surprised to protest. The cat slipped into the boots and stood up. "And I'm going to need that feathered hat," said the cat. "I'll be back soon," he called. Then he disappeared into the woods. The handsome son settled down to wait for the cat to return. Meanwhile, Puss in Boots, as he had named himself, set out to make the young man's fortune. Puss in Boots caught a large fish. He traveled to the king's palace and presented it to the king. "A gift from my master," Puss said with a deep bow. "Take me to meet the master of such an extraordinary cat," said the king. "Follow me," Puss said with a smile. He raced quickly ahead of the king's carriage, back to where he'd left his master. "Hurry, master," the cat said. "Give me your clothes and jump in the river." "Why?" he asked, but he did what Puss said. "You'll soon see," answered the cat. puss hid the clothes deep in the woods. Then he waited by the side of the road. Soon the king's carriage arrived, with the king and his beautiful young daughter. "Where is your master?" asked the king. "A terrible thing has happened, your highness," Puss said. "Robbers have taken my master's clothes." "Where is your master now?" the king asked. "He is hiding in the river," said Puss in Boots. "We must help him at once," the king's daughter said. The king handed Puss in Boots a royal blanket. The cat ran to the river. "Master, put this around you. Come with me," he said. The young man followed Puss to the carriage by the side of the road. "Your Majesty, I present my master, the Duke of Flimflam," Puss said with a deep bow. "Ride with us," said the king. Astonished, the young man climbed into the carriage. "Take him to our palace down the road, please," Puss said. "I will run on ahead." Puss ran quickly down the road to the palace of a terrible wizard. "I bet you can't change yourself into a mouse," Puss challenged. "Of course I can," boomed the wizard. And with a flash, he did. Puss pounced on the wizard mouse and ate him just as the king's carriage arrived. Puss greeted them with a deep bow. "Welcome to the Duke's palace," he said, and winked at his master. The king was impressed. He decided at once that his daughter should marry the duke. The handsome young man, his beautiful princess, and Puss in Boots all lived happily and royally ever after.